Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast, guys, where we tell it like it is. And one thing we did recently was talk about job sex on a billboard. What is it? Checking sex off the to-do list. Now, why is that important?
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
Well, I think it's fucking hilarious, okay? Because if you know me, I say sexless marriage. 6 months or more without sex, the clinical definition, or if one or both of you are just checking it off the to-do list, okay? Typically, it'd just be one of you. All right. What do I mean by that? It means it's a job. It's a chore. It's not something that you're into. And here's what happened in our local community. So we put a billboard up. Marriage sucks.
Marriage sucks, question mark.
Job sex?
Question mark.
Roommates?
Question mark.
Enemies?
Question mark.
And oh my gosh, it's causing a ripper. Somebody called in.
Somebody called in and reported it, which I understand. But the bigger thing is that somebody took a picture and posted it on
Reddit.
And people are saying the craziest things because apparently no one knows what job sex is. People are like, job sex, is it free? How do I apply? Is this sex with your employer? What does this mean? And then a couple of people took a couple of shots. Like, he doesn't know how to put a comma in. Like, he can't even string a sentence together. I'm pretty sure he means job question mark, sex question mark. Nobody knows what job sex is. So we thought we'd come on this podcast today to enlighten all of you in job sex.
Yeah. So there's different kinds of sex. And the one we're going to focus on today is job sex. Job sex, you know, your relationship. Guys, there's a distinct line between a partner, one of you who's not really into it, but really trying to use sex to connect. That's what a lot of people consider marital obligation, right? Where it starts to go bad is when you really don't want to do it. And, you know, the partner who does is making your partner feel guilty. In my case, there would also be fear sex there, where I made you afraid. How long would I be mad if we didn't have sex enough, you know, back in the day? But job sex is a really real thing, like an absolutely real thing, where you're just doing it because you have to. And guys, I want to make this really clear. Like, whoever's listening to this, whoever is with a partner who's doing it for you, you have to remember, if they're not really down, if you're not ever getting the other level, you got to look at the other things that you need to be doing. You know, there's a guy in my program who, his wife just wants a hug, a cuddle. She's almost in tears. And she's afraid it's always going to go to sex. That's a job. You're not going to last long that way. What do you get? Everybody pause. Now, if you're driving, don't keep your eyes open. But if you're not, close your eyes and just imagine going to the job you hate, whatever it is. And if you love your job, pick something you used to hate. Okay? Day in, punch the clock. Day out, punch the clock. Again, same thing. Over, over. What do you do? You quit your fucking job. Now, guys, I was the king. You endorsed it. You were like, we got to do this. Like, we did that wrong back in the day. Yeah. We just did. So learn from us now. When somebody has to do it and it's a job, work your way up the rejection ladder. Think about,
we did it wrong, but there's so many people that are doing it wrong also that just don't know that it's a common theme in marriage.
Oh yeah, true.
Until someone talks about it, which people don't talk about because you hide everything. Maybe you talk about the fight that you got into, but you don't talk about how you feel like you have to have sex because your husband's going to lose it. Your husband's going to be pouty or you're not going to be connected.
Angry,
people don't talk about it. So that's why people don't know what job sex is.
Yeah.
Because not everybody, so many marriages are going through it. Nobody's talking about it.
Which is why I include it with a sexless marriage, because it's only taking you downhill. That's it. Tailspin, out of control. You guys talk about it. How can we, you know, do things differently? How can we spice things up? You know, those of you who are trying to like recreate the spark. No, you lost the foundation every time you fought about sex. That's one of the big ones, guys. There's lots of things you could have thought about, but typically we're having this fight over and over again. And every time sex gets better, then it gets worse. That's called something called first order change. Baby, what would turn you on? How can I help? How can we get things going? Maybe we should date more. And the whole time she's like, my gosh, like, shouldn't you know how to turn me on? I don't know what's wrong. Why is there something wrong with me? Negative feelings. How can you create positive? Oh my gosh, you're going out of control. Our new billboard, because now we have to take our billboard down since somebody called it in. Catherine was brilliant. She said, just write it so they understand. Intimacy is a chore. Now, I like a clean house. That doesn't mean I like cleaning the house.
You like a clean house?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You married the wrong woman.
See how I can laugh? And I really want a clean house. When I met her, it was like, oh, I'm sorry, there's a bowl on the counter.
Yeah, he had an immaculate house, but he was also Hitler. I'm the opposite, unfortunately.
But you know what? When life is good, you don't care.
He doesn't care. He doesn't see anything on the floor. He's like, what?
No, I just pick it up and walk past the garbage on the way to the coffee maker, put it in the garbage, carry on, make the coffee, because the job sex isn't there. The passion is there. The intimacy is not a chore, guys.
And the chores around the house are not a chore either. I do less, he does more.
Well, and we get help too, because I do.
I was just kidding. I don't do less. You know, there's never less when you have three kids. It's just everything is more.
Groundhog Day, guys. Groundhog Day. You know what I'm talking about. So what I want to talk about is how to get out of it. Well, the first thing you guys need to do is you need to stop having conversations about why your sex life sucks. Honestly, you do. You need to start thinking about what life should be like if you had passionate sex. Okay. So are you guys even laughing and having fun dating? You guys, is it always the same kinds of dates if you do it? Do you just turn the TV on? Can you press pause on the TV show and laugh and then rewind it? We started Love is Blind. We finished Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, I love Love is Blind.
Shout out to Vanderpump. And
love Vanderpump. Love is Blind. That's my favorite.
Guys, if you don't know, you can give your woman all the drama she needs. You'll end up learning to like reality shows. You just will. It's been a number of years. Give her all the drama she needs and you end up liking it in the end. But you can learn a lot how they do things wrong. But it's not where education comes from. I should just say that. Anyways, you started Love is Blind last night. We must have rewound what? I can't remember. Maybe it was Vanderpump. Anyways, one of the shows, we had to rewind like 3 or 4 times. And it's like, who cares? You know? Like, you got to be connecting.
Oh, what he means is, who cares if we talk and we're connecting and we miss the show?
Oh, thanks for translating.
If you rewind it, because your wife wants to see it and we had a good conversation.
Excuse me. Yeah. Go ahead.
I wanted to touch on something that you said. I don't want to break your momentum here with what you were saying.
That's okay. Go.
Okay. So the whole, what would turn you on? I don't know if that's a common question from men to women, but he used to ask me all the time, what would turn you on? Why are you not getting turned on?
Every guy I work with has this conversation. Okay.
Yeah. So what I want to encourage you with, and I don't know if this is actually going to be encouragement or just reality, but if your wife used to get turned on and she's not getting turned on anymore, and you're asking her what would turn her on, she's also so confused because it's you that's turning her off. The things that you used to do that turn her on that don't turn her on anymore, it's not the act. It's you. And so I don't want to make you feel bad about it. I just want you to think about, what is it about you that's, if you used to suck on her earlobes and she used to love it, and now you suck on it and she hates it, that's not an earlobe thing.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny because I have this reel where I talk about that, kissing on her ear and blowing on her neck or something. And I haven't done it for a while. And you were like, why are you talking about it?
Well, because nobody blows on anybody's neck. I mean, but I know what you're
but
saying.
That was my exact point. Like, you think about the things that used to work. It's not that. You need the foundation, starting with who you are as a man. Guys, she's not going to follow you to the bedroom if you can't lead yourself. Like, fuck. Come on. You got to own it, man. That's how it works. You need to be a strong leading man. Two, what's your partnership like? Can you even have a partnership? Because are you peaceful? Is there trust? Is there safety? Those conversations, which do happen with every guy I work with, some version, you might not be going like, what would turn you on? But it's like a constant poke, poke, prod. Like, I want more sex. What's going on? And it's a theme. Okay. And you guys, if you do that, there's no safety. There's no trust. She thinks she's just being used. If she's being used, now you're making it a job, like full time. You know what I mean? Like, she's the factory. She's the assembly line. Like, what the fuck? Like, so don't do that. And then don't try to recreate the spark. Actually recreate the foundation, and then the spark will come. You can't just
and then so will she.
Ooh, ding, ding, ding. Like, honestly, guys, if you want it to not be a job, don't focus on the sex right now. Focus on what the relationship is like with the connection. And once you can do that, then you can start to flirt more. Guys, you can non-sexually flirt, okay? Using affirmations, gratitude, things like that. You can touch her without trying to grope her.
Okay? You're going to get 5,000 people sign up for your program today because they're going to be like, what? You can? Please show me the way. Cass, show me the way.
Honestly, if you're listening to this, then you should, because I have the way. But when you, like, if your wife feels like every time you touch her or every time you say something, it just means sex, that's why I created the rejection ladder. And now we're I don't know if I told you this, we're applying this ladder to everything, every step of the way. It's so easy to follow that, you see, if you work your way up the ladder, then basically, and you maintain it, eventually when you're full partners, you maintain that ladder to that ladder together, right? And then the intimacy just comes, right? And intimacy, guys, just in case you're focused on the sex, is everything from conversations to flirts to little glances to, is it okay to talk right now? Because you're excited, you know? Like, that's because we're working. That's one we do all the time. Is it okay to talk right now? And, you know, you come out in your underwear to say it. Well, of course it's okay.
Like, oh, hint. It's okay. Everything is okay, ladies, if you walk out in your underwear.
But see, some of you, when it's job sex, you're not walking out in your underwear. Like, you're too afraid that you're going to get jumped. Okay? So what is job sex? Job sex is when either one of you or both of you make it a chore. Okay? Stop. Focus on the foundation. Lose the job. Make it exciting to go home, not work. Okay?
All right.
All right. See you next time.